This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, May 10th. It will be mostly sunny today with a little less humidity than we've had recently. The high will be 84. A few clouds will dot the sky tonight with a low of 65. It will be a bit cooler over the weekend with mostly sunny skies and a high of 78 on Saturday. Sunday looks a little rainy with a possible thunderstorm popping up and a high of 70. The overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Here are today's headlines. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia on Thursday fired an officer accused of falsifying time cards, forging documents, and committing theft over the course of 3 months. The chief handed down the discipline against Sergeant Catherine Sylvia for violating several department policies, including theft, tampering with a government record, fraud, engaging in adverse conduct when she was arrested, submitting falsified overtime records, and for giving inconsistent, conflicting, or misleading statements during an investigation. That's according to an email to all officers obtained by the Dallas Morning News. Sylvia said she had no comment when reached by phone Thursday. Garcia declined to comment on his decision. Sylvia was indicted in March. She turned herself in to authorities and posted bond a short time later. She was accused of entering the false time entries for overtime she did not work from October 2022 to January 2023, according to court records. It was unclear why. Her attorney did not immediately respond to a request for comment Thursday. Sylvia was assigned to the Northeast Patrol Division and had been with the department since 2004. In other news, some residents of the Arlington area will receive food deliveries via an electric drone or four-wheeled robot as part of a pilot project beginning this fall. Arlington and its partners will make 300 deliveries of supplies from the Tarrant Area Food Bank across a couple of two-week demonstration periods using an area loop drone and Clevon autonomous vehicle, which is smaller than a car. The project, funded by a Department of Energy grant and from other partners, is the first step toward determining the viability of autonomous delivery of critical goods like food and medicine on a larger scale. Tarrant Area Food Bank already makes deliveries to residents with mobility issues or who lack transportation, but have requests for more than they can currently serve via delivery. The project will target those residents and determine which are the best candidates to test autonomous delivery based on logistics. The University of Texas at Arlington will assess risk using modeling and conduct surveys to determine the community response to the project. Next up, a report obtained by the Dallas Morning News on Thursday reveals new details about what led up to allegations of an assault in which police suspect Kansas City Chiefs Rashee Rice. The report, obtained by the news through a public records request, said a suspect assaulted a photographer after luring him back to a downtown Dallas nightclub under the premise he was being hired to take pictures. According to the report, officers were dispatched for reports of an assault about 2:30 a.m. Monday to the Lit Lounge and Few nightclub. The photographer was at an after-hours party about 1:30 a.m. at the nightclub, but he left after a short period. About 1:55, the suspect messaged the photographer on Instagram and asked him to return to the nightclub. Law enforcement officials have told the news that Rice, a former Richland High School and SMU star, is the alleged suspect. In the report, police redacted the suspect's name, but a description outlined in the document matches Rice, including his age, height, and weight. And for a little over 5 years, airlines have been plagued by challenges from staffing to a global pandemic and even operation difficulties with delivery delays. But American Airlines Operations Chief David Seymour says the Fort Worth-based air carrier has taken in the lessons learned looking ahead to this summer. In an interview with the Dallas Morning News, Seymour highlighted that during the summer season between May 17th and September 3rd, American is expecting over 72 million travelers. The airline is flying more seats than any other summer, with 10% more departures than last summer. Seymour said the large schedule offers a lot of opportunity for North Texas travelers. In its latest quarterly earnings, American reported its best ever first quarter completion factor, or the percentage of scheduled flights that arrived, 98.7%. In 2019, that number was 97.3% for the first quarter. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.